to welcome you guys to Cascade Kids today, and I'm so glad you're here with us. And you might notice we're kind of in a different environment today, and there's a reason for that. If you notice, the past few weeks, we've had a friend of ours named Trapper Boudreaux, who's been kind of, well, let's say, helping us. So I thought it might be good today for me to just do the lesson by myself, because we're talking about an incredible story about fish.
Now, hey, Pants of Key, man, how you doing, boy? Hey, come on there, fish. I heard someone say the word fish. I love me some fishes. Woo!
What do you know? It's Trapper Boudreaux.
What do you know? How
did you find me?
Oh, you know, I always be tracking you just like I track them squirrels and rabbits and deer droppings, but hey, you didn't
that's
leave no
scary
droppings nearby, so good job on
no,
you.
No, I try not to, but yeah, that's a little scary, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah,
so you know something about fishing, I guess?
Yeah, well, as you can see, I was just about to get my lunch out here in the baptistry. But I have my fishing rod. You know, this you catch them sardines and things like them, guppies.
Little fish,
and
yep.
This net right here, I used to catch jellyfish, the great white sharks.
Great,
you know,
white sharks.
Turtles, that's... and yeah.
Wow,
know.
that's impressive. Well, I'm glad you found me, but listen, I was just about to tell a story today from the Bible about fishing. And, you know, I wasn't planning on using you today, so.
You know what? I got a great idea. What story is this one?
This is the one about Peter and Jesus?
Oh, my goodness.
From the book of John?
You know what we should do, Pastor Keith? You and I should do some role-playing. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, you know, role-playing. Like, you play a different role in the story. Like, you know what? I think I got some name tags in my... right here. Hey,
he
look at this.
To have name tags.
You be Jesus in the story, right? So you're going to be standing on the shore and calling out. You know, you remember your lines.
Okay, right? I'll be Jesus.
You'll be Jesus.
And you're going to be...
I'll be Peter. Oh, wait, Peter. That's your name right there.
Peter.
I just gonna
okay.
Get this,
all right. Right I guess we can give this a try. I mean, how bad could it be?
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
All right, Peter. Well, you get into place,
yeah,
and we'll see what we can do.
All right. That sounds real good.
Well, guys, we're so glad you're joining us. We are going to have a story today from the Bible about Jesus and Peter, and it's found in the book of John. And it's John chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. Now, let me set this story up for you. Peter was one of Jesus' 12 disciples, and he was one of Jesus' closest friends. And Peter did some incredible things. He was called the rock by Jesus, and Jesus said, I'm going to build my foundation of the church on you. Peter was also known for being very, very brave and somebody who was willing to just go and do whatever he wanted him to do. Well, Peter also was the one who also, unfortunately, betrayed Jesus. He told Jesus, he said, Jesus, I don't even know who Jesus is. And three times he denied Jesus. Well, after Jesus died on the cross and he was resurrected, he appeared to these disciples. Well, after this happened, the disciples got really confused and they're thinking, what do we do now? So you know what they did? They went back to the thing they knew best, which was fishing. And these disciples, a lot of them were fishermen. So they were fishing, and Jesus is walking along the shore. Now, the disciples didn't realize it was Jesus. So Jesus saw him fishing, and he yells out, hey, you catching any fish?
What? You want me to clean your dish?
No, not clean my dish. Are you catching any fish?
You want me to grant your wish?
No, not grant a wish. Fish, fish, are you catching any fish?
That man out here talking about fish, I would have just said if he did what that. No, I ain't got no fish. There ain't nothing in out here in this here baptistry. Look at that.
So Jesus tells Peter and yells to him and says, Peter, if you will take your net and throw it on the opposite side, you will catch a great catch. So Peter has a choice. What's he going to do? So Peter takes his net and he throws it to the opposite side of the boat. Well, when he did, he pulls in a huge catch. It was one of the biggest catches that he has ever pulled in. When he did this, he immediately looks and he realizes, wait a minute, that's Jesus. And Peter gets excited that it's Jesus standing on the shore. And he jumps in the water and comes towards him.
was refreshing.
So when Peter gets to Jesus, Jesus pulls Peter aside and he asks him a question. He says, Peter, do you love me?
Of course I love you.
Jesus said, then feed my sheep.
All right, hold on, time out. Pastor Keith, why are we talking about sheep? What does sheep have to do with fish? I thought we were talking about fishing.
Okay. Let me help you with this.
Yeah, help me.
What Jesus was saying is, if you love me, you're going to tell other people about me. That's what he meant by feed my sheep.
Well, why did he just say, tell other people about me?
Because Peter knew what he was saying.
All right.
So then Jesus said then, again, he went to Peter and said, Peter, do you love me, Peter?
Of course I love you.
Then feed my sheep.
I need some sleep.
No, feed my sheep.
Oh, feed your sheep.
Yeah, remember, tell people about Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tell people.
Then Jesus did it a third time. He said, Peter, do you really love me?
Yes, I told you 3 times already.
Then feed my sheep.
Pastor Q, I got another question. I'm so sorry.
Okay, what's your question?
Was Peter deaf? Because...
No. It wasn't that he was deaf. Here's the thing. Jesus asked him 3 times. Now, we don't know exactly why, but we do know that Peter did deny Jesus 3 times. And maybe that had something to do with it. But the most important part of this story is that Peter learned that Jesus had a calling on his life to tell other people about him. And you know what? Jesus wants us to do the same thing. He wants us to tell other people about him as well.
Right.
So, Trapper Boudreaux, what did you learn today?
Man, I learned we got to tell people about them sheep because they are the best. Now, I'm just messing with you.
There you go.
I learned today we got to tell people about Jesus.
That's right. And guys, it starts with us. We have to know Jesus.
Yeah.
And Trapper Boudreaux, the way we know Jesus is there's 3 things we have to do.
Okay.
The first thing we have to do is we have to admit that we've sinned or messed up. Now, a sin is anything bad we've done against God. So if you've ever told a lie, disobeyed your parents, said things you're not supposed to say, that's a sin.
Right.
But here's the thing. We've all sinned. Every one of us. That's why God sent Jesus. Step number 2.
Oh, this guy right here.
Right here. Now, I'm definitely not Jesus. I was just playing Jesus.
Oh.
But here's the thing. God sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And the reason is, Jesus came to earth and he never sinned, not one time.
Oh.
And because he didn't, he took our place in punishment. And that brings us to the third and most important part, is we have to choose to ask Jesus into our life. Now, you may be watching today and you may say, you know what? I know I've sinned and messed up, and I'd like to ask Jesus into my life. We want to give you a chance to do that right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And if you would like to ask Jesus into your life, just repeat this prayer after me. Let's pray together. Dear God, I know that I have sinned.
I know that I have sinned.
And I've done things.
And I've done things.
Against you.
Against you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For loving me so much.
For loving me so much.
That you sent your son, Jesus.
That you sent your son, Jesus.
To die on the cross.
To die on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Today. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life and to forgive me of my sins.
And to forgive me of my sins.
I love you. Amen.
Amen, baby.
Guys, congratulations. If you prayed that prayer, we're so excited for you. And there's 2 things we want you to do. The first thing is you need to
tell somebody.
Absolutely.
Whether it's your mom, your dad, your best friend, your dog, Frou-Frou, whoever it might be, because they're going to want to celebrate with you. That's the best decision you will ever make.
It sure is. And we also, the second thing, let us know here at Cascade, because we're so excited for you as well.
Yeah.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed our message today, and we can't wait to see you real soon.